8:07 the time. Wednesday edition of the Mornings with Ed show. This hour of the Mornings with Ed show is brought to you by Wealthwise Financial Services. Wealthwise Financial Services is wealth management redefined.
Lorene Gilbert is a financial advisor with and securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
And we have her briefly. We caught her at an airport about to board, so we are fortunate to be speaking with Lorene Gilbert this morning, Wealthwise Financial Services President and CEO. Welcome, Lorene. How are you today?
Thank you, Ed. Thanks so much for having me. Hey, I'm at the airport heading to New York City today to meet with a bunch of, you know, the mucky mucks out there in financial services.
I love the term mucky mucks. and travel safely, and thank you for this this window of opportunity to talk to you here from the airport. I know you got aboard really quick or fairly soon.
No problem. There'll be a little bit of background noise. Okay. That'll be fine.
That's okay. It'll add to the flavor of our conversation.
There you go.
So all I'm hearing since you and I spoke last are recession worries. Deutsche Bank yesterday warned that a major recession is coming. Morgan Stanley is warning of a potential bear market in U.S. stocks. And yesterday, the Dow fell 800 points on these recession fears. What are we looking at?
Well, you know, we've been talking about the fact that, you know, there are cycles, business cycles, and we're in a growth cycle, and that's for sure. We're still in a growth cycle. It's just starting to be a slower growth cycle. But if you look, we're right in the middle of earnings season, and companies are still profitable. So what's happening is we are going into a little bit of slower growth. People are revising their expectations on everything from GDP to year-over-year earnings growth. But I think we're going to end up on this earnings season, you know, 5 to 7% year-over-year earnings growth is still positive. And so remember, a recession is two quarters. I mean, the classic definition is two quarters of negative GDP. We haven't had anything like that. And even with downward revisions of GDP, we're still positive. So I'd say a recession fear is definitely out there, but it's not imminent. And, you know, and a couple of things with that. Recessions don't have to be as bad as 2008-2009. That was a structural and financial recession that was severe. Not all recessions are like that. In fact, if we look at recessions back in 79 and 82, both of those, 1 year later from the time the recession started, the S&P 500 was positive. In one case, 25%, in the other case, 5%. So, you know, I know investors get concerned about the next recession, and certainly I will tell you it's a time to be more defensive. But another stat, and I think I may have said this last week, is that from the time the yield curve inverts to the time a recession starts, on average, the S&P 500 goes up another 12.4%. So that's why you don't want to be, you know, completely out or to move everything to cash, right? So now's the time to start being more defensive. But that doesn't mean, you know, going to cash.
Okay. And so if I were to create a word cloud of stuff I've been reading on financial pages lately, I would think, yeah, recession is one of the bigger words that I see in the word cloud. But I also see inflation as part of that word cloud. Mm-hmm. And I think the question is, and we've talked about this many times, that the Fed had to just walk this tightrope of how much to raise and when to raise. What if the Fed had raised rates sooner? What would we see today?
We'd be in a lot better position today, I will tell you that. And the Fed has definitely admitted that they should have raised rates sooner and they missed the boat. And unfortunately, oftentimes that's what happens. The Fed waits too long out of concerns about the economy being strong enough, employment being strong enough, and then they may do it too fast. And so a lot of what we've seen as far as the markets are concerned, once again, is still repricing based on the interest rate increases. So where we had the expectation of 25 basis point increases this year, that quickly changed to a couple 50 basis point increases, and then now a couple 75 basis point increases. So that's causing a lot of volatility. But once again, what I want to stress, Ed, is corporate profits are still strong. And by the way, the U.S. is still the shining light around the globe. So when we compare the U.S. to, you know, let's just say Europe. Right. You know, Europe is definitely struggling, and it will be difficult for them to not go into a recession because of their impact and their reliance upon fuel and oil from Russia. So that's going to be tough for them. There could be a lot of government intervention in order to try and, you know, keep recession away. But the U.S., it doesn't mean we're necessarily going to go into a recession. And the question is when, too. You know, I don't see it in 2022. I'd say the earliest expectation I would see would be 2023.
Okay. All right. And we'll keep a check on that. We'll keep one eye on that. If I were to continue with my word cloud theory, I think the third biggest word that I would see in my word cloud is Twitter and Elon Musk buying Twitter successfully. How did that happen? I thought there was a poison pill in the process. How did that happen?
Well, you know, the board came to their senses. And, you know, a board's responsibility, they have a fiduciary responsibility to the shareholders. And they came to their senses. They took a good look at Musk's offer, and they decided, hey, you know what? It's a good offer. So, you know, there has been a lot of back and forth with that. You and I have talked about it for 3 weeks now, and it's an interesting story, but it does, at least right now, look like it is going to happen.
Right. And is there a sense of when you take a company that was public, when you take it private, the changes made, it's like his Tesla now, right? It's another Tesla, essentially.
Well, you know, you mean Tesla is public, but at one point was private.
Right.
And this happens, you know, it does happen. Companies going from, you know, private to public and then public to private. Right. It does happen. You don't have some of the, you know, you don't have to do the same kind of filings when you're a private company. You have a lot more control, certainly, with a private company. So I think that the theory here is that by making it private, there can be some improvement made to the company because as a public company, they were struggling.
Right.
Now being able to have more control, I think, you know, there are going to be some changes. So, yeah.
Can I ask you the dumbest question I've probably ever asked you?
No dumb questions. You never asked that question.
Could he ever take it public again?
Yes, okay. Absolutely he could. And what might very well happen, like I said, is an improvement on the company, making it a better organization, and then, and then taking it public again.
Okay.
So, yeah, that very well could happen.
Okay, not such a dumb question. I appreciate that. So how do our listeners find you?
It's wealthwisefinancial.com. It's 949-748-1177.
This is an opportunity that we are glad we took. Thank you, Laureen, for checking in this morning. Travel safely to New York.
Thank you, Ed. Have a great day.
We'll look forward to seeing you next week. That's Laureen Gilbert, WealthWise Financial Services, 8:16 The Time on the Mornings with Ed Show. Money, 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 money.